wicked stage ain't ever what a girl supposes. Stage door Johnnies aren't raging over you with gems and roses. When you let a feller hold your hand, which means an extra beer or sandwich, everybody whispers, ain't her life a whirl?
Like so many gems of the American musical theater, Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein's hit Showboat is filled with tunes that have become more famous in their own right than as part of the show they came from. I'm Bill Mason, General Director Emeritus of Lyric Opera Chicago, and today I'm going to speak to you about one of the earliest and one of the most important American musicals, Showboat. Life Upon the Wicked Stage is not the most famous song from the show, nor is it the one most closely associated with Showboat. That honor is reserved for Old Man River, the ballad by the old black dock worker Joe. Joe's song laments the treatment of the African American in a republic supposedly based on the premise that all men are created equal. Showboat was the first racially integrated show on the American stage. And one of the central moments in the piece occurs when Steve and Julie have to flee the law when it is revealed that Julie had a black mother, meaning their marriage is illegal under racist Mississippi laws against miscegenation. It would be eminently reasonable to say that the most important thing about Showboat is its pivotal place in the American struggle with racism. No one would compare the premiere of Showboat to the establishment of the Underground Railroad or the March on Washington, but entertainment has its place. Just as the Bill Cosby Show was credited with increasing the comfort of white America with having a black neighbor, Showboat, when it opened, presented a sympathetic cast of blacks to an audience of the 1920s. Whether the stereotypical nature of some of those portrayals did more harm than good is still debated, but we'll get to that later. Race is critical to understanding Showboat, but race is not the only important aspect of the show. This is a musical about three generations of American thespians and the growth of a country. The piece opens in 1887, where the Showboat Cotton Blossom is tied to a dock in Natchez, Mississippi. Showboats were essentially enormous barges without sails or engines, just boxy floating theaters. They were not paddle-driven steamboats, although steamboats and showboats both plowed the Mississippi in the 19th century. Showboats could go from town to town, but they had to be pushed or towed down the river by another boat. The confusion between the two, besides the similarity of the names, goes back to the 1951 movie of Showboat, which featured a cotton blossom with a big paddle wheel. If theater was going to reach beyond the Eastern Shore in 19th century America, it was important that it be portable. Once you passed west of the Ohio Valley, there were few significant population centers. Commerce, and therefore populations, settled around the big rivers, mostly the Mississippi and the Ohio. So a boat that could carry not only the performers, but also the scenery and the seats, was an eminently practical solution. Which is not to say that the theater on the East Coast was that much more advanced. In New York, Broadway as we know it today did not exist. There were theaters on Broadway Avenue, but they were all well south of 42nd Street, really just outliers from the theater district in the Bowery, where rents had become expensive. The Great White Way got its name from the color of the electrical billboards on later theaters. New York shows were often English imports, Shakespeare, English ballad shows or burlesques, and later, Gilbert and Sullivan operettas. American musicals were also performed, but they were either plotless revues with mixes of song, dance, and comedy, or light comedies. One of the remarkable things about Showboat is the way in which it bridges an important divide in the American theater. Showboat was one of the first American musicals to touch on serious topics with a complete plot and original music. but it tells the story of a by-then-dying era, that of the River Showboat. To present Showboat, its producer, Florence Ziegfeld, would build a brand-new theater at 6th Avenue and 54th Street in New York. Showboat would thus usher in a new American art form in an embryonic Broadway theater district.